The Senate Judiciary Committee is passing an almost identical bill from last year that allows permitless carry of a concealed pistol. Senate Bill 104 removes the Class 1 misdemeanor and other charges for carrying without a permit. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports.
Republican State Senator Lance Russell is sponsoring the legislation that he and other supporters call constitutional carry. A similar bill garnered considerable debate last year. The governor ultimately vetoed the bill, and the legislature was unable to override that veto. As a former state's attorney in Fall River County, Senator Russell says he's bringing the legislation again because pistol carriers have accidentally concealed a weapon and incurred costs because of it.
Otherwise, law-abiding citizens would end up in the county jail and have an, $200 or $300 expense on a car tow. It's just unnecessary. And so from my perspective, I've always thought that this is an appropriate way to deal with this. I brought this bill numerous times over the last 10 years that I've been in the legislature, and I'm hopeful that this year we might have a chance to get it enacted into law.
Russell, who is also a candidate for attorney general, says he hopes the governor will change his mind on the bill. Both the state's attorneys association and the state sheriff's association oppose the legislation. Republican State Senator Arthur Rush was a state's attorney in Clay County from 1973 until 1985. He says over the course of his tenure, he never prosecuted a case where someone was jailed for accidentally concealing a gun.
I don't believe that the remedy to our violent society is for everybody to be carrying guns. I think that that will merely exacerbate the problem.
Senate Bill 104 passed on a 6-2 vote. The bill now heads to the Senate floor. Governor Dennis Dugard says the current rules and permitting process for concealed carry pistols are sufficient. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strubinger in Pierre.